Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jack from Void of Vision, and brand new EP Chronicles 3 Underworld is out this Friday, today. And yeah, it's definitely a brand new sort of direction for the band. But yeah, we're very excited to show everyone into this brand new world that we're presenting.
Beautiful. Jack, thanks for joining us again today, mate.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So as you mentioned, Void of Vision are preparing, or you will unleash, the third and final chapter in your Chronicle series, Chronicle Underworld, today. So you've said it's a bit of a new musical direction for you guys. So elaborate on that a bit for us and tell us that.
So I guess for a long time now, we've been kind of building the spines of our songs with an electronic influence. And we kind of basically stripped back to the bare bones of everything with this EP and presented it in that pure, like, aggressive form and tone that we sort of start our creative process with. And I think it's like a really nice way to finish off this EP series, because it's kind of like a behind the curtain look at how we establish our songs and how we are heavily influenced by electronic music just as much as we are from heavy. And I think what we kind of set out to do with this, in fact, was blur that line between the two cultures. And I think what a lot of people on both sides of the fence don't necessarily realize is how very similar the cultures are, like, in its own sense. Like, you go to, I don't know, an EDM club, and if people play house in a techno room, they'll have their noses turned up. Same as you go to a metal club and you hear metal being played in a pop punk room and people turn their noses up. Like, you have the elitists, you have the absolute diehards, you've got everyone, every base covered pretty much. The shows have the same energy. And yeah, I don't know. I know, like, a lot of kids these days who listen to Void of Vision probably won't know of bands like Nine Inch Nails' existence. And if we could be the kind of little nudge in that direction for them, then that's mission accomplished for us, to be honest. So yeah, it's fun to put out something like that, that kind of, I don't know, makes people think. It's definitely made us think. And yeah, we're very happy.
Well, now before we get going any further, like, I've had a listen to it, and if anyone's listening and keeps hearing the reference to electronic and thinks, I'm not listening because it's nothing like that. It's still got your heavy elements in there. It's still your guys' sound, but it's just been elaborated on a little bit.
Exactly, yeah. I think, yeah, what we set out to do was keep that energy and keep that aggression. You can still make a heavy song, but you don't necessarily have to combine, like, all those massive breakdowns all the time. Like, I think raw emotion can be expressed so many different ways, and as much as it might be weird to think about, I think listening to this EP, you can definitely still get that aggression, our signature kind of, like, feel across. And yeah, once you see it live as well, I think you'll definitely understand a lot more. It's still got that exact same vibe that we've always carried. And yeah, I mean, I know that some people won't click with it, and that's totally fine with us, because this EP series has kind of been presenting Void of Vision in each shape, size, and form. And a couple of people might want to go back to that first EP, to the super heavy guitar driven, or to the more, like, melodic sounding second EP, or this might be right up their park, ballpark, and they might be into this kind of new style that we're presenting. But yeah, there's something for everyone out there, and that's kind of what we aim to get for everyone.
Might get lucky too. You might find some people that like all three.
Yeah, that's it. I know, right? The ultimate fan. It'll be there somewhere.
But this album or EP is also a surprise release, as in it's had no prior announcement or promotion. So what's the reason behind that in the modern world?
So we wanted to kind of, like, cap it off with, like, a surprise as we present everything wrapped up together. So we'll be releasing this in vinyl form and in physical release form on Friday as well for pre-orders. So it's very exciting to kind of have that kind of option to have it in your hands as a whole entire body of work, as opposed to, oh, I need to go and find that first one again or find the second. It'll all be finally together. And I think once people hear it all as one body of work, it does make a lot of sense. And as it might not sound like that, as it's been staggered released through different, like, sort of segments, it's just such a, it always began as it was meant to all fit together in the end. And yeah, it's so crazy to think a year on that we finished this project and it's out there. And yeah, it's just a special moment to tick that box off, and yeah, kind of have that presented in its full form.
Oh, and as we mentioned, it does complete the trilogy that started with the Chronicles Lust, and then it went to Chronicles Heaven, and now you got Chronicles Underworld. So how does this actually wrap things up? Is it any specific way, or is it just the completion of the trilogy?
So there's a lot of nods to the original EP in like the final track that will be the final track on the body of work. It kind of just wraps it all in. It's kind of like in reverse mode, essentially. So the last song is pretty much the direct nod to the very first song we released on Chronicles 1. And there's a lot of like little nods, a lot of lyrical nods to the rest of the album throughout the tracks. And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like a little bit of a celebration in terms, because we did want to have a lot of fun with this release, because this style does require a lot of fun, I think. And yeah, if you're not having fun with what you're doing, then why are you doing it, pretty much?
Exactly. You've actually come out and said that we wanted to end this series on a very bleak and open note to leave a bit of uncertainty as to what comes next. Why would you do that to your fans?
It's not I know, it isn't very nice, but I mean, we might not be considered very nice, but that's totally cool, because I don't want to be like something you can predict. I do want the Void of Vision world to expand into something that there's always something hidden under the surface, because I want people to scratch under. I want people to like dig deep and sort of find hidden meanings and Easter eggs everywhere, because I think that's something I've always prided myself on, especially lyrically, is to include a lot of like a lot of past nods, a lot of like hints at the future, because I guess that's how we're writing now. Like, we've already started writing the next body of work that will be in out sometime next year, most likely, and we're basically putting nods in this third EP into that release already. So it's a lot of fun, and I think that's kind of how my brain has developed over time, like involving myself with like film culture and books and such. And I don't know, I think there's a lot more to the experience behind music than just the music itself, and I really want to create like a world and sort of something that people can sink their teeth into a lot more, as well as listening to the music, just going back for more and finding something new every time.
Yeah, cool. Well, along those lines then, mate, like, what relevance does each title of the EP have? Like, you've got Lust, you've got Heaven, and you've got Underworld. So
yes.
You don't seem like this type of guy who just pick a name randomly for it. Like, what significance do they got?
That's it. So Lust was basically, I guess, kind of reflecting on the sound itself, the heavier sound. It was kind of just the want, the need to just do exactly what we've been doing and just do it in the strongest form that we can. I think Heaven was finding ourselves in a very euphoric new, like, kind of grand sound for our band, and something that we put out and just felt so, yeah, euphoric about at the time. And Underworld is definitely like a, I don't know, underneath the surface for Void of Vision. And it's basically what you'd find behind the rest of our tracks, except having that at the forefront, just changing up the pace entirely. And yeah, I think we'd like to think of this last EP as like a bit of a dark and bleak kind of look, because that's what it is. It is just the raw roots of a Void of Vision song being pushed to the foreground and turned up to 11.
I saw the title Underworld and I expected something about vampires to be in there.
That's it. I mean, there's a song on the first one called Vampire, so I guess it kind of like tackles in and like somehow met there at the end. But yeah, that was a good little coincidence.
So you got three tracks in total on Underworld, mate. So let's run through them all individually and tell us the story behind each. Like, we've got Hell, Hell, Hell to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Hell, Hell, Hell started off as like, we wanted this one to be the track that sort of blends the best live. We wanted to kind of incorporate a different live version almost to the one that we recorded, so that when people hear it live, they can understand like how very close it is to our world. And yeah, it drew a lot of influence from Pendulum, I guess, especially their remix of the song Voodoo People by The Prodigy. It was definitely a big sort of starting point for that one. And yeah, I don't know, that was more so the drum and bass song that we wanted to kind of like get that creative outlet out in. And so we definitely, yeah, we wanted to kind of present it as a more upbeat and sort of energetic part of the EP. So yeah, it was a good way to kick everything off, we think.
And the other two are unpronounceable, so I'm just gonna have to stop. The second one's ASMR.
Yes. So I think that one began, we're late bloomers, as much as we hate to admit it, to the whole Nine Inch Nails brigade. But yeah, I think just the way that Trent Reznor works throughout his creative periods and each era of it particularly, it's just so admirable. And we wanted to really encapsulate that one here. And I think that's definitely what we went for. We went for a very raw kind of like, I don't know, almost like borderline sexual kind of like vibe on this one. And it very much so, like, I don't know. It's definitely the most like left of field track for this one. It's got myself like definitely tackling the singing role a lot more than I ever have. And yeah, the way it finishes, I guess it never even meant to finish with like a massive rave part at the end, but it was originally a breakdown there, but we thought, man, we're leaning into this. Like, let's just go full in. Let's not fuck around. Let's absolutely tackle this as it is.
So how would you pronounce that song if someone asked you to name it?
ASMR. It's like yeah, it's like a audible like stimulant, I guess. It's when people like talk real up close to the mic and you get like some weird kind of like, yeah, it's a very interesting little concept that we've tackled into that title.
I was starting to practice saying it, so I said it right. Then I thought, no, it's not even a word.
I couldn't tell you what the initials stand for off the top of my head. But yeah, it's probably a good reason we called it in the short version.
All right, the final one is also, you probably could pronounce it, but it doesn't look like a real word. It's NEUESICHT. Music.
Yeah.
It's German.
Yeah, German. Yeah, music. It's kind of like, so we started the first EP with Unersicht, which is Void of Vision in its pure form. So sort of straight German translation. And we finished it up with Neuersicht, which is new sight, basically. So we've basically put this out, and it is what it is. It is a new sight for Void of Vision. We had our eyes set on just like a kind of a fresh sound for this EP, and I think to cap it all off with exactly it is what it is kind of thing, that was the best way to do it. And yeah, there is a little German part at the end that kind of does like nod a bit of a hint, and it's a massive Easter egg track. Basically, it's incorporated all of the lyrics from every single song from the Chronicle series and just muddled them into one mess. And yeah, it ends off with a little German surprise that any Vov Mega fans out there can translate. It'll give a little indication of what's coming next, so that's also a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, speaking of what's coming next, I don't expect you to tell me at all, but you've mentioned the new material. Is it gonna be on similar to Underworld, or is it what are you doing next?
It's pretty much like if you put every single EP that we've done in this series in a blender, that's pretty much what's coming next. I think that's what like we were really excited about, because we kind of had our sights set on a specific look and sound and direction for each EP here. So I guess it was kind of pigeonholing ourselves intentionally in this experimental process, but the lessons we learned and just everything we got to tick off while doing that has just provided so much inspiration for this next body of work, because now we're like a jack of all trades almost. We're not a one-trick pony anymore, and there's almost so much surprise to come with what's next, because I feel like people aren't going to really know what to expect after all of this, and it's kind of the fun part about it. We're kind of leaving them on a bit of a tease almost, because yeah, it's, I don't know, it was a lot of fun like finally getting to do this and putting it out for people, because that was the intention behind it all, doing what we love and kind of leading people a little bit astray as to what comes next for that world for them to sink their teeth into. Like I said,
I'm going to reiterate what I said before, and you aren't nice guys.
it's all just breadcrumb trails. That's all we believe in.
You sort of touched on this before, man, but how are you going to go with playing those tracks live? Are you going to fit them into the set list? And if so, how difficult is it to sort of fit that different music in one set list?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we dedicate pretty much a different portion of the set to it. So it's still full band environment. Basically, it just comes alive in the at the live show. And we'll have James stripping back from the guitar, and he hops behind his little synthesizer deck, and Mitch will take four frontal guitar duties. And yeah, we basically just jam into it as a full band Void of Vision track, as you'd expect to hear any other Void of Vision song. And I honestly, like, we were so stoked with how these songs came out when we got the mixes and the masters back, but like when we got to rehearse it for the first time last week, it was just like, we were so impressed. We were just like, holy shit, this is just really come together. Like, honestly, like, I don't know what we expected, but yeah, we were so happy with how good it sounded in that band room. And yeah, we're so excited to show people the live environment, because it's pretty much just a metal rave. It's super exciting.
Speaking of the live shows, mate, you've actually got a regional tour coming up. So what can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Kicks off in Tassie this weekend. So we haven't touched Tasmania for about 6 years, which is so wild to think about. So this is going to be a great return. We haven't touched a lot of places on this tour for a long time, and some are just brand new and total to us. So it's going to be just visiting new places, places new and old pretty much. And yeah, it's going to be a very fun time getting out to all these, I wouldn't say neglected places, but not necessarily places that we could take a headline set to in the past. And I feel like now we have that capability. We can bring along that production and all the fun that we've kind of been working with on these big city runs and show these towns that don't get that live music just as much, like what it's all about. And yeah, if that's going to bring them into like bigger city shows in the future, then so be it. But yeah, we're definitely not going to be like leaving these guys on unread for the rest of their time. We're going to do our best to actually get out and get to these places that don't get the nod as much as other places do.
And where can people find out where you're stopping and more information?
Just on all socials. We'll be on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And yeah, you can basically find the flyer up there. But basically, this weekend's Tassie. The next is Victoria. The one after that, New South Wales. And then the start of December, we'll be hitting Queensland. So yeah, it's going to be a whole month packed full of, yeah, a lot of fun.
Cool. And speaking about live shows, man, there's also another little thing called Knotfest that you guys are a part of.
That's it. Wow, crazy.
Congratulations, bro. That's very well deserved, man. Very well.
Thank you, man. Like being part of any inaugural festival itself is such a massive feat, but like such a culturally important one for heavy music fans is just.
Is it fucking yet?
Yeah, no, not yet. I don't think it will until we're there. Like it's going to be so crazy. Like that band has just got a history of diehard fans and yeah, just an absolute, like they literally just have their own history. You could write there probably is several books written on the band, I was going to say, before I finish that sentence. But yeah, like they've got a museum at this bloody festival. It's so crazy. And I'm just so happy that something like this can finally hit Australia. And like a lot of people have just been talking, it feels like another sound wave in the ranks. Like, and that's the tour that we missed out on growing up that we'd all go to as kids. And I guess a young musician would aspire to play. And now you have these festivals that are coming across the pond and bringing that whole influence of Slipknot essentially for this one in particular. And yeah, getting to do that is just an amazing thing that we never thought we'd have the opportunity to do. So yeah, I'm excited to bring our A game and like get out to all those new fans and new ears.
Fucking great start to the new year anyway, bro.
Right, it's gonna be insane. Yeah,
beautiful. All right, Jack, well, thank you for your time today, mate. Chronicles 3 Underworld is out today. The tour starts in Tasmania this weekend. There's shitloads more going on with Void Division, so check it out, mate. And thanks for your time. I'll probably come along to one of the Queensland shows.
Amazing. Yeah, let us know. We'll pop you on and yeah, we'll hang out.
All right, brother. Good talking to you again, man.
Legend. Great chatting.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.